What's up, everyone? I'm Lyle.
I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
And you're listening to the Hooligans Morning Recording Edition.
Morning Edition.
Hi, how are you?
I'm having a cup of Joe.
I'm not drinking anything right now. I don't have any pop with me. My breakfast pop.
Ew.
Breakfast strudels.
We did have toaster strudels, and I had a Kit Kat for breakfast.
Typical Lyle.
Yeah, man. Typical.
Tasteful strudes.
Yes, always.
So, we have a phenomenal topic for today's episode. It is DCBnopoly. Now, let's give some context. I seem to recall Christmas, the year like 2000, our cousin Shan got us like a make-your-own Monopoly game.
Yep. I thought it was Aunt
Kat. It was Aunt Anne. Or Shan.
Well, if it was Aunt Anne and Shan, like that, it was probably...
It was definitely not Aunt Kat.
I thought it was Aunt Kat.
See, no. Now we're not sure which side of the family it came from.
Someone got us.
I'm 100% sure.
I'm pretty sure it was Shan.
Slash Aunt Anne.
We'll ask them after this. So we... we made DCBnopoly after our real initials. But it was... like a Pokemon type knockoff where we came up with all these different creatures.
Yes.
They were amazing. And we're going to be including some pictures in the actual podcast.
Them.
Yeah, because we had cards for them.
So, did we actually even play the game, or we like got the idea to make them like Pokemon?
Well,
and not play it.
I don't remember probably. If we made them first and then got the game.
No, I think it was because we got the game.
Yeah,
But then I don't know if we actually played the
game. I don't remember ever actually playing it.
I don't think
it.
We did.
And then we were just like, I think we put them in like binders. Like they were real cards.
Yep.
Hand-drawn. No.
So there were...
Who was number one?
I don't remember if
Wasn't
he was...
Wasn't it Buno?
No, I don't think Buno was number one. I think Spectro was number one.
Spectro, yeah.
So there were three, like, starter ones.
Like in Pokemon.
Spectro, who was literally just a speck.
It was a dot on a card.
Buno, whose name was originally supposed to be Bunno, but Dad said Buno, so we went with it. Wasn't he just a bunny head?
It was
head?
Like a bunny head that we spelled Buno.
It was a circle head, yeah, just with ears.
Yep. And Lickmo, who I think was just a circle with a giant tongue and a face. He had, like, a face, but...
He had, like, a smiley face and a tongue sticking out of the side of his head.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So those were the three main ones, and they were amazing. And there were some evolutions to them.
Yep.
The one I remember the most was Spectro.
It was Spectro... And then it became Spec Snow.
Where he was this...
Like a snowball on a snowboard.
Yeah, and he had, like, goggles.
Oh, yeah.
And then Razor Spectro.
Yep, who was, like, red and yellow with, like... I don't know if he had,
larger
like...
larger spec.
Yeah, he had... I think he had, like...
What?
Like, not fangs. I can't think of the word. He had, like, spikes on
Why
him.
Why was it, like, Razor?
I don't know. Why was...
You were usually the one who was making these.
Why was Spec Snow even one of them?
Who would you take as your starter? So we have, again, there was Spectro, just the dot.
Yep.
Buno, the bunny head.
And Lickmo.
Lickmo, the circle with a tongue sticking out.
I think
out
I'd take Lickmo.
I'd probably take Spectro. Do you have to take Buno? Yeah.
Well, I guess I would take Buno.
What was Buno's evolution?
Mega Buno. That's all I remember. It was like the same head, but on like a muscular body.
And then there were a lot of others, though. We made like a whole set.
There were some good ones.
The Many Eyes of Tree Skin was a tree with eyes in it.
There was...
Skin and Bones Chameleon.
Oh, yeah. It was just like a stick chameleon. Yeah.
Yep.
So there was a house that we would always drive by on the way to school.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And there was like a family that we gave names to. Because we didn't know who they were, but they were always out. There was flesh.
Yeah, because he was a
large man without a shirt on.
Peetsy. Oh, yeah.
Peetsy was probably his daughter.
I don't remember them.
We saw her with a pizza one time.
There was flesh, Peetsy. Who else?
Hawaiian Baldio.
Oh yeah.
Hawaiian Baldio yeah. was wearing a Hawaiian shirt
and was bald.
And bald.
There, I don't remember what his name was. Flesh now. I don't remember
there was
what
a neighbor.
Yeah, I don't remember what we named him in the game, but he was like an old guy who would mow his lawn without a shirt.
I think it was just like old lawn mowing guy or something.
Probably.
I think I would take Skin and Bones Chameleon, even though he's not a starter.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm in on that. Man, now that we're trying to think of him, I can't remember.
Mm.
Well, definitely had Jeff Probst as one. Yes. The host of Survivor.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why he was. Did we have Screech Bean?
I think so. We had
in the closet
Screech Bean.
All right.
One time when I was little, I had a dream about Screech from Saved by the Bell. But he was like, I don't know anything about it. I think he was just a jelly bean.
But how does that work?
I don't know, but we made him a card.
So whenever I imagine the story of Screech Bean,
I literally don't remember anything about the dream.
I don't know why.
I was like 5.
So I had a Halloween costume when I was little, and it was a Triceratops coming out of the egg. Remember
that?
Which
was one of Mom's greatest creations.
It was. So I had like a giant white, like I don't even know what you'd call it.
Egg.
I know, but what was it?
Probably styrofoam.
I don't know. We'll ask your mom.
I think it was cloth.
Cloth, but yeah, like filled with stuffing. Oh. And I had like a Triceratops hat, whatever. But what I was getting at,
whatever.
Not
that
whatever.
Was glorious, is paper mache Triceratops head.
But what I was getting at is that's how I imagined Screech Bean as a jelly bean. It was like Screech in like that suit.
Like a jelly bean
with
suit?
With like a jelly bean on top, like the top of the jelly bean
on his
head.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Do you remember Screech's real name?
Dustin Diamond?
Or in the show?
Both.
Just Dustin Diamond.
Dustin Diamond was the actor. It was something Powers.
Wasn't it Dustin?
No, Dustin Diamond was his real name. Oh. Alright, let's see. What was his name?
It was something like Steven.
Or Sam.
Steven Powers.
Yeah.
Screech. I don't know.
Samuel Powers. I was right.
I was very close.
I was not.
So another one that we had, which I think was on like the equivalent of Park Place or Boardwalk, like
because it was a Monopoly.
It was
board.
Yeah, it was a Monopoly board. Was Spiky. Ooh. Now, for those who don't know what a Spiky is, they exist in your yard. And if you step on them, they're very spiky.
They're the spiky weeds.
Yeah, they're spiky weed plant things. And they're awful because I don't seem to see them ever anymore.
Not in our yard.
No. But, like, we used to have them in the yard, and they were awful because you would just step on them and, like...
And that you couldn't really see them very well.
Mm-mm. But yeah. Spiky was perhaps the most, like...
Ooh, it was just like this big plant monster covered in spikes.
He was probably the rarest, I would say.
Definitely.
If he was on Park Place or Boardwalk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
It was a great game. You should all go buy the cards.
Yeah, we need to... We should make a second generation.
Oh. How many years later?
Like 19 years later.
Oh, man.
Oh, that'd be amazing. Be that would be difficult.
There'd be so many more to make.
Yeah. So yeah, DC Beamon, we will be sharing pictures because they were amazing.
I hope we can find Skin and Bones Chameleon.
Yeah, and we forgot so many of them, but we will be sharing them via picture, and you'll get to see some wondrous things.
True.
So... Next up, we are going to talk about an idea that me and Care kind of discussed one day.
It's a good idea.
We thought it was really funny, so we're going to go with it. What if Little House on the Prairie or The Waltons had zombies in it?
I'm automatically more intrigued.
Yeah, these are like two of the most wholesome shows that have ever aired.
I don't really like either of them.
They're not. Great.
I don't enjoy them. I need zombies in them.
Well, see, I used to really like the Waltons. And the Waltons... Da, 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 da. I would say the Waltons is definitely better than Little House.
Who are some classic Walton characters?
Well, Grandpa Walton.
He's the only one that I really... Well, him and John Walton.
So, Grandpa Walton is an amazing character because he's really funny and he's really just, like, sweet and kind and mischievous. He actually, like, reminds us of our grandpa. But also, Grandma Walton was pretty great.
No, yeah, dude. What about John Boy?
Hmm. But here's the scene that I set.
Let me hear it.
Grandma Walton gets bitten by a zombie. She is a zombie. She's coming after the family, and Grandpa can't take it. He can't kill her because it's his wife. Makes loves sense. Her zombie Makes sense. Though now she's gonna eat him. And John, the son,
who is also an amazing character,
has the gun and is like looking at Grandma, and he can't. He like has to. He's like crying. He can't do it. So does he? I don't know.
I think he probably would.
I think he did.
That reminds me, spoiler alert, of The Walking Dead. Like, the very first episode with Morgan and his wife.
I mean...
He couldn't do it.
That's the situation.
And then didn't she end up getting the kid?
Yeah, I think so.
Not
they
good.
They didn't... Oh, yeah, he said, when like, he came in, like, back. Season 5 yeah. or whatever. When,
that I'm out show. On that show.
It used to be amazing.
That show... Seasons 2 and 3 of that show were... amazing. And I didn't even really watch it. I was always just in there when it was on.
If you're gonna start it, stop midway through season 4.
Mm-hmm. And you'll know exactly what part to stop at. You would just see it.
Yeah.
But
so that's a good scene. I would watch that.
I would watch that show.
I feel like there needs to be more zombies ravaging the towns and stuff.
Yeah, like Igotzi is like, whoa, man, my store. I have to protect my store.
Yeah, Luca Brasi.
Whoa, that's Godfather.
With zombies.
Stop. We can talk about that, too.
I'd love that.
Godfather with zombies? How would it go?
Well.
I could see, like...
The families are all stationed in their own, like, bunkers.
Compounds.
Definitely.
Yeah, and there's the five.
The five families. If you will.
Yeah.
Red, blue, green, yellow.
Ooh, I don't know. I can't name all the families.
Colors.
Corleone.
Barzini.
Barzini.
Tattaglia wasn't one, right? He was just...
Dad will be so
disappointed. Oh, he's going to be very disappointed.
Don't let him listen to this one.
But, so, I'm thinking with zombies, like, Sonny would get to the checkpoint...
Ooh.
Where he gets shot down and he would get overrun by zombies.
Spoiler alert if you haven't seen The Godfather. Yeah.
If you haven't seen The Godfather in the past, like, 47 years.
Hey, I mean...
Alternative episode.
What?
Of Sonny being a zombie.
Ooh.
And goes back to the compound.
Oh, Fredo would not make it.
Fredo would definitely not make it.
Fredo would not make it past, like, the first 10 minutes.
No.
I know
but
it was you.
I also imagined
let them in.
That, what's his... Dad is going to be so sad that we don't know all these people. What is the guy with the horse?
Oh, the movie director.
Yeah, but I can't remember. Jack Waltz? That sounds right.
I think that's right.
But he would wake up in the morning, and instead of a horse head, it would be a zombie horse head.
Ooh, or just a zombie.
Ooh, yeah.
Crawling up the sheets at him.
Well, anyway, back to the zombie shows. So, even worse than the Waltons is Little House on the Prairie, because the Waltons was schmaltzy and, like, you know, overly sentimental, but Little House was sad. Like, every episode had to have Michael Landon crying at some point.
With the chin quivering.
Why was he always crying?
Because something would happen, yeah.
He's like, I want to cry in every episode, and they're like, all right.
Wasn't he, like, on that show, Walk of Angel?
You just saw, it was Highway to Heaven.
Oh, that was close.
Walk of Angels.
No, you said Walk of Angel.
But no, that show was so, like, there was an episode where, like, I think someone's wife and a baby die in a fire.
Oh. Like, that's terrible.
That's terrible.
But with zombies, you know who would survive?
Who?
even though I hate her character, Harriet Olsen.
Mm. Are you familiar?
She would definitely make it.
The most annoying character. Nelly. Well, Nellie was the daughter.
Also very annoying. She wouldn't.
They would survive because they would just hole up and not let anyone in.
Yeah, they would sacrifice everyone else.
They would sacrifice Nels.
Oh, but I like him.
Yeah, Nels was awesome.
And then the rapper Nelly should be in a show together.
Ooh, interesting premise.
With zombies or just...
Yeah.
Is this a reality show or...
with zombies.
Okay, so it's like part reality show.
No, they're real zombies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
That makes sense. But Little House and the Waltons would just be completely made better by zombies because these are shows that, like, unless, like, Mom loves them... But they're not very watchable anymore.
They're borderline unwatchable.
Yeah, it's bad.
But I also like zombie things that are set in different time periods. Ooh. Like the Red Dead Redemption Undead Nightmare game.
So good.
Where it's set in the Old West, but there are zombies. It's so fun.
Speaking of, I need to get Red Dead 2.
Mm, I would like that.
It looks so fun.
I did get one of the horses of the apocalypse. I caught it. I just saw it, and then I climbed on it, and I broke it, and it's mine now.
Whoa, that's offensive.
I mean, hey, now I have one. It's super fast, and it lights zombies on fire when you run into them.
That's pretty cool.
But the Little House takes place in the 1800s, right?
Yeah.
No, 1500s.
Definitely. Because they're incorrect. I know for sure they're in Minnesota.
Well, yeah. That's where the 1500s.
Vikings live. Like, no white people in Minnesota.
Skull.
I don't know what that means.
It's like a brand of tobacco.
I don't know why it's their chant.
Why is it the Vikings?
We'll have to ask my friend Brad.
I think it
Brad.
Stands for something like sing, kill... on line.
Well, as so
sing kill on lake line.
My friend Brett is a Vikings fan, so I will ask him at some
Google
point.
I'm gonna Google it.
All right, or we'll do that. But you are correct that
I like different time periods taking on zombies.
And then the Waltons is during the Depression.
Yeah.
So that would be cool.
That would be very interesting.
The zombies are depressed.
I'm sure.
Some of them would be.
What's another good show that you could put zombies in?
Oh, here it is.
Okay, here we go.
Skull in... yes, Skull.
Skull.
Skull. In transliteration of any language, Danish, Norwegian, Swedish, are words for cheers or good health, a salute, a toast, as to an admired person or group.
Okay, that
and
makes
it's also
sense.
Also tobacco.
So it's not, oh yeah.
So could it's you not, like walk by people and be like, skull?
You ooh. Could. It's not a,
strength
I thought it
and
was,
honor.
I use that. So Gladiator is a phenomenal movie, which would,
was,
be,
yeah.
would be better with zombies.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
But
absolutely.
They, that's one of their, like the greetings they give each other is strength and honor. So I have a couple kids at school that I work with. Well,
strength
I work at
honor.
A school. For context, and we were like strength and honor, it's great.
Yeah.
Gladiator with zombies, that would be amazing because you could use them in the games.
Yes. I could see Commodus having chained up zombies and setting them on the gladiators.
How was Joaquin
sure.
Phoenix in that movie?
Great.
Which should lead us into spoiler alert, massive spoiler alert, because Gladiator is like a 20-year-old movie, but we're going to talk about Joker, which like just came out.
Joker.
Oh my gosh.
Incredible movie.
Nice segue, Cub.
Hey, that's what I do.
So, for those who don't know, Joaquin Phoenix played the Joker, and it's like an origin story of how he became the way he was. And it was so good.
It was so fascinating and sad. I was very sad.
It was disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
Cub, would you like to explain a little about it?
Yeah.
As
with
the
your...
resident psychologist of the table.
Literally.
All I'll say is that I think it did a good job of diving into kind of the
psyche?
Yeah, but more so the way... he kind of broke down, you know?
The development
of
it.
And all the different, pieces of that. So, like, the environmental pieces, mm-hmm. kind of what was going on inside of him. I don't know.
The background.
Yeah, like, they did a good job with that, I think. It's not anything like a superhero or
villain movie at all. And I saw some kids in there. I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
This could literally, and I'm sure does all the time, happen to people.
Yeah. This felt a lot more like a drama type movie.
We don't really want to give too much away. I mean, we did give a spoiler alert. We will say there's a scene where you'll see it online where he's walking downstairs to the song Rock and Roll Part 2. But it is so good. And this is after a scene in which, like, he kills someone. But then it just is, like, really darkly funny what's going on afterwards.
Yeah.
And that's...
Because it's so different from the way the rest of the movie was.
Yeah, like, the rest of the movie was just dark. This part was, like, funny the worst possible way.
Yeah.
Which are some of the funniest movies, honestly.
True.
Dark comedies. Three Billboards. You should go watch it. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. That's the full title of the movie.
Oh.
But it's a dark comedy where you're like the stuff they're discussing is not funny at all.
Oh.
But it's really funny.
Some Fast Times at the El Royale.
Bad Times at the El Royale?
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
It was really good. It was a lot better than I thought it was going to be, except all the singing. That would be better with zombies, too.
Oh, I agree.
Ooh, a hotel with zombies in it.
Like, because all the secret rooms and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Zombies. That was a good movie. It started out pretty normal, and then...
You're like, wait, what?
It devolved.
It got really weird in, like, the last act of the movie, and it was not hard to follow, but you're like, what the heck is happening?
Shirtless Chris Hemsworth, too.
But yeah, that was a good movie. Joker is a great movie. That was our, like, our minor review of it.
Can't give too much away.
No.
That's true.
No, you can't. I was just going to say, any more zombie shows?
Hmm.
I think any of the Disney movies would be appropriate to have zombies
in. I would definitely agree with that.
I would prefer...
Like zombie mermaids.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, King Triton, who we know cares
attracted to.
Hey.
And his claspers.
No way.
Probably eight of them. Anyway.
I don't know.
Well, we know he does have them, probably. And I think you could team up with him to fight zombie mermaids and mermen. Mm. And mer...
People.
Whatever, yeah.
All of them.
Mer animals? Do they have mer?
No, those are fish.
Like those lobsters, that lobster guy from the mermaid.
He's a crab.
He would be a great zombie.
Sebastian.
The
under the
guy.
Sea. Where zombies?
Oh, man.
Are there songs still?
Yes.
Zombie related
yes.
songs.
Yes.
Parodied.
I'm in.
We should create a parodied one.
The
and
little.
A second gen of the DCB.
Well, because think about it. Like, they do those in the comic, like Marvel.
They do zombies. Yeah, they do.
So, we could have, Quasimodo as a zombie.
Ooh.
Hunchback of the Notre Dame.
Who is Quasimodo?
Right.
Aladdin.
Oh, with the carpet is a zombie.
Yeah.
Jafar could just, like, be summoning all of these zombies.
Apu. Wait, Abu is a zombie.
But also Apu.
Well, from The Simpsons.
I think they've probably done zombies.
Oh, I'm sure.
Well, what about, Toy Story zombies?
They're not... Well, they are living. Well, are they living?
Toy Story 4 delves into...
Here's my
theory. Trash into a human.
No, I'm going to get my own version of this.
All right, let me hear
where
it.
Toy Story's actually Andy high on, like, ecstasy. And these things are not actually real.
It's entirely possible.
But
not
Andy's
ecstasy,
like...
Probably something more like, you know, like shrooms or something.
Andy's like a 10-year-old.
It doesn't matter. The kid, Spike... Or spiky guy.
Sid.
He gave him some.
But here's a question. Andy is never there when they're alive.
He's watching
He's dissociating.
Them.
Oh.
So, I'm just saying, this is one bad trip.
Ooh, yeah, that sounds...
Four, because there's four movies.
Well, he does it daily, so...
He's not really in the fourth one.
He's dead.
You know, I love Forky, though.
Who's
Forky?
Yeah,
spoiler alerts, just in case. No, just in case,
there's a Forky.
Who's Forkman?
You need to see Toy Story 4.
I actually love Forky. The little girl made him, like, with a spork. And he becomes alive because now he's a toy. But he's garbage, so he keeps trying to throw himself away.
Trash.
He's like, I'm trash.
Oh, man.
It's
I love
good.
Forky.
It was good.
So I'm thinking that. I'm also thinking... I'm thinking about some of the other more classic Disney...
Like Cinderella.
Yeah, like Snow White, where all the dwarves become zombies, but Snow White doesn't.
Where they have to defend against zombies with all their pickaxes.
So here's the thing. Let's break it down.
All right.
Of the eight dwarfs that
there are seven.
If the 17 dwarfs are there.
What are all the other ones?
Goopy, Bloopy, all times
Stinky.
Of Smoopy. But, okay, fine. We'll go to the original seven. Who lives... in a zombie defense, and who dies?
Well, definitely not Dopey.
Dopey's
not
the first to go. Bashful is not gonna make
it. Grumpy might be the sole survivor. Mm. Doc would make
it. Yeah.
Doc would be like a Hirsch.
Sleepy would get killed because he'd be falling asleep all over the place.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
Who else is there?
Greasy. He's not making it.
No, Greasy's not going to make it.
No, he is going to make it because he's slippery. He'll slip right out of their grass.
Oh, slippery. So he's one of the extra nine? Wait, what's the math on that? Oh, 10.
Creasy, which is Denzel's character in Man on Fire.
What?
Creasy?
His name is Creasy, I think.
That's a weird
I like
name.
That.
But so now Denzel is also part of this
but
defense.
But just as Denzel.
Yeah.
In Snow White.
So, with
Wolverine
claws.
I love where this is
I do too. What are the seven dwarves?
Okay.
Bashful.
Or happy? Will he
we'll
make
do
it?
Happy.
Oh, he would not be so happy.
But would he make it?
Probably not.
Would he become like a, just, you know, like, depressed?
What would he, what would he kind of do?
Wait, happy, grumpy, bashful, doc.
Sleepy.
Dopey. Sneezy?
Sneezy.
Is that one?
Sneezy would not be making
he would
it because
make
he
it.
Would
yeah,
reveal
sneezy.
Their position.
That's true.
Mm, yeah.
I'm going to say that
Grumpy... So Grumpy and Doc.
Why would Doc make it?
Because
he's
a doctor.
Got the wits.
Oh. Is he actually a doctor?
No.
What's up with Dopey?
He's...
I'm looking at him right
now.
Yeah. Well, he's probably...
I mean,
nice
it's
guy.
From the 40s.
Some things don't age well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, okay, so two survivors, Max. Does
and
Snow
Denzel.
White even live?
Snow White is an idiot, so no, she's not making it. She takes an apple from a... Clearly a witch.
Yeah,
she's
like,
clearly
how would
a
you
witch.
Not sniff
that's,
that out?
That's
sooner.
Not some old woman. That's a witch lady.
You can tell witches. Like, I can know where witches are out.
Like, if you see someone with a hooked nose and a hunchback.
Creeping under the stairs.
Offering you, like...
Apples?
But not even good
it was
apples.
A, no, it was like a gigantic, beautiful apple.
Oh, that's how she got her.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust her.
Well,
so she's an idiot. So she's
so that's
not
the thing is
the huntsman's
never,
gonna survive.
Never trust anyone with large.
There
apples.
Is a huntsman, isn't? Wait, is there a huntsman in the actual cartoon?
Oh my gosh, Lyle,
I couldn't
are you
remember.
Huntsman spiders.
There be some handyman spiders.
Oh yeah.
The huntsman gives the queen the deer's heart in a box. He was supposed to kill Snow White.
I don't remember any of this.
You idiot.
I don't either. I remember that there's the Chris Hemsworth. One.
We might have to watch Snow White with alcohol.
Let's watch Twilight with alcohol.
Oh, don't get me started on Twilight.
But that's why it would be fun.
All right.
How about that song, 10,000 Years?
A Thousand Years.
A Thousand Years?
Yeah.
Christina Perry.
Are you in
song.
On that
song?
I am in on that song.
10,000 Years would have been more romantic.
What's 10 times as romantic as 1,000 years?
10,000
years. So, this Snow White, our survivors are Doc, Grumpy, and Denzel Washington.
And the Huntsman.
And the Huntsman. Well, what about the Prince?
No.
Okay, he didn't make it.
He sucks, dude. I don't remember.
All of the original princes were just, like, nondescript lame-os.
They were.
Who's the best prince ever?
Well, we kind of...
Well, that was hottest prince. But not most attractive.
Just, I'm just
saying...
Who's
the best?
Who's the most well-rounded prince?
Hmm. Well, Eric's stupid because he couldn't recognize Ariel.
Yeah. Was he having, like, face blindness? That's a real thing.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Well, kind of.
Flynn Rider's probably. He's not a prince, though. But he's, like, a prince,
essentially.
I mean,
he marries a princess. Yeah. Spoiler alert.
Maybe it's just Triton.
Hmm.
I mean... But, Daddy, I love him.
No, you ain't.
Yeah.
What? No,
you ain't. Why did he get all sassy?
Wait, but I said, Daddy, I love him. No, you ain't.
But all I thought of is, I'm ready. No, you ain't. From SpongeBob.
Oh, man. Yeah. How good is Sponge?
So, well, not good anymore.
Well,
it used to be
the first three seasons are amazing.
I remember watching the first episode live.
Bubble Stand.
Yeah. Yep. First you do
this. To this day. Do you watch SpongeBob? To this day.
All right, so with SpongeBob, well, they've had zombies since. Oh, I love that one. Where Gary keeps biting people and they think they're zombies.
Now you're a zombie.
If you could take your eye out and put it on him, wouldn't that make you a zombie?
Oh, man.
The eye swinging.
As a segue,
yeah,
I'd like to tell of my tale.
This is a second incident.
This never happened.
This 100%, I'm leaning into the mic now because this 100% happened. I witnessed a young man in sixth grade. Well, I was in sixth grade also. He took his eye out and swung it around on all the eye strings, put it back in, and that was it.
Okay. Multiple issues with this.
No, taking your eye out in the first place and swinging it around.
On the eye strings, like the nerves, and
yeah.
I don't, okay.
Second, this story, we've heard this story.
You said it took place in a gym.
It did, the gym.
But you also said it took place in the classroom when the teacher was out of the room.
I think it happened twice.
He just took his eye out and swung it on the strings.
It was his right eye. I remember, it was his right hand.
Which would make sense. You did not reach across with the opposite
hand. So, see, it's
hand.
Sort of, it's...
It's plausible.
It's plausible.
I don't...
It's working here.
Let the listeners note that we've heard this story, like, thousands of
and
times.
It's always different.
Throughout our life.
No, it's not. It's always the same. I'm very consistent.
Oh. All right, so let's recap what we've talked about in this episode. The DCBnopoly.
Amazing game.
Zombie Little House and the Waltons.
Yes, please.
Zombie Snow White.
Yeah.
Which may
who would survive.
It's
Grumpy,
not looking good.
Grumpy Dog and Denzel and the Huntsman. And then Cub's story of someone taking their eye out and swinging it.
I remember it clearly. I remember even where we were standing in the gym. That's how recollecting.
I thought it was the class.
Recollecting.
Well, that was the second instance. The first instance, we were all on the line for the, you know, like the basketball court,
like the sideline.
Yeah, the sideline.
We were all sideline
standing, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye.
It's his eye.
It's his eye.
It's his eye, like helicopter spinning, because he's.
If your eye came out, it wouldn't go far. You wouldn't be able to. You don't have like an endless string.
Oh, it was like a magician's like flags that they pull out, like tissues or whatever.
Oh well. Anyway, I think we've reached the end of today's episode.
It definitely happened though.
I'm Lyle.
Sure. I'm Care.
I'm Cub.
This has been the Hooligans.